League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prepare for overreaction on my mark.
It's that time of the week where overreactions are welcome.
They say Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time, but he never fought Cassius Clay. What was he afraid of? Boom! Hot take!
It's cash 'em.
That is so good, but that's exactly right.
Or trash 'em.
This is your hot take.
Seems like an overreaction.
With a killer bees.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Cash 'em or trash 'em with the bees. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. What is your cash or trash? Blankers out today. B-Mackers filling in for them. What's that?
What? I was just beating you to the punch of saying A's before
you knew it was coming?
I knew it was coming. You say it,
no.
You say it every week.
I wasn't doing the Age Before Beauty with you.
I
was doing the B-Mackers with you.
Yeah, okay. I'd rather you do the Age Before Beauty than B-Mackers. That's maybe the worst nickname I've ever had.
Now that I know you hate it so much.
Yeah, I know.
It's never going away.
I've opened the door for sure. So am I going first?
Never going away. Yeah, why don't you go first, Age Before Beauty?
I knew it was coming at some point. All right, I'm saying this based upon the news that it looks like, and maybe we'll get into this in more detail a different day when it's not Cam Smith Day, but on the news that Houston seems to be pretty viable to actually get an expansion team for the NHL. The NHL, I guess when they added Seattle and Vegas, went from 30 to 32. Now they're talking about adding on Houston and Atlanta, going from 32 to 34. And I'll just say for the other three majors, or the three major sports, four if you include hockey, I hope they never expand. In fact, I'll go as far to say I would rather have the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NFL detract teams than expand. Like, I don't want the talent pool spread out more than it already is. I don't think that makes a better product. You don't, just because you add teams, you're not adding the amount of quality players you have from the player pool. So every time you go up and up and up, and you, I guess kind of make similar arguments for expanding the, you know, NCAA tournament. But I just don't think that makes for, it doesn't improve the TV product. It doesn't improve the quality of the sport. It waters down teams that, especially in sports like the NFL, that already have a lot of parity. I hope the other major sports never expand.
So is Houston getting a hockey team here, Brian?
It seems like they are. Like,
no, but I mean in your little theory here.
Yeah, I said the other, like, I'm talking.
Okay, after this?
Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, this one seems like it's already pretty close to the finish line. Like,
okay.
The NHL is pretty far down the road with this idea of adding two more teams. Seems like Atlanta and Houston, but I'm saying I hope the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball should. I'm in favor. I don't know if you remember the conversation that came up, I guess 15, maybe 20 years ago, Major League Baseball was talking about taking away teams. I'd be way more in favor of that than adding teams in.
Yeah, I was all in on the contraction.
I was too.
That was awesome. What was it? It was Tampa, Montreal.
Tampa and Oakland, was it?
Maybe. I think maybe even Kansas City.
It might have been. I think Colorado might have. Well, actually, Colorado was still pretty new at that point, but they might have been in that picture.
Like, that was like early 2000s, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, it was early 2000s.
Oh, wow. It was only two teams.
Which two? Tampa and who?
It wasn't even Tampa.
Oh,
it was Minnesota and Montreal.
Okay. Before they moved to D.C. Okay. Yeah, I was in favor of it. I think the worst of it, I think the NFL is fine where it's at, although I would still favor contraction more than expansion. But I think the NBA and Major League Baseball would improve if they took away teams. There's the talent spread too far out.
The Marlins, the Rays, and the A's were discussed as candidates for elimination, but they eventually settled on Minnesota and Montreal, and the owners actually voted 28-2 in favor of contraction.
Then why didn't it happen?
Fell through due to a court injunction compelling the Twins to honor their lease with the Metrodome,
as well as
challenges by the players' labor union. The Expos were later purchased, blah, 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 blah. So I guess the MLBPA got involved because they were taking away jobs. and then the lease with the Metrodome. Interesting. Yeah, I remember the idea. I couldn't have told you that it actually passed.
And
it passed with flying colors.
28. We obviously know who the two are, but the idea that it was 28-2, like I could have seen it getting like half the vote, but I would have thought the smaller market teams would have banded together and voted against it, but I guess not.
I wonder who voted no.
Oh, it would have to be Minnesota and who'd you say the other team
Not necessarily, because if they were being sold for a lot, like maybe they were
okay
with it.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe it's two other smaller market teams that were worried that they might be impacted down the road, although their split of the TV revenue would go up, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm going to cash it. Like, I don't think that there's I think that the sweet spot in sports professionally is 30 and 32. I'm okay with either one. I think 30 and 32 are the sweet spots. I don't think that they should add more than that. Like, 34 is weird. 36 is too many. Like, 30, 32 to me is the sweet spot. I think we found the sweet spot, and I think I would leave it at the sweet spot.
Yeah, I don't know which of the, if you talk about the other three leagues, you know, basketball, baseball, and the NFL, I don't know which one would be more likely to expand, but certainly the NFL and NBA, you hear talks occasionally about, like, the overseas division and adding teams in, like, having a team there year-round. Jaguars come up in that conversation sometimes. I don't think it would ever happen in Major League Baseball expanding, but I could see the NFL and the NBA doing it, and I would be against it.
Yeah. I don't know how they would make that work logistically.
I don't
travel.
Either, but it always – I mean, it comes back – when I was an intern with the Rockets in 2007,
Flex.
David – hardly. I was making a minimum wage. But David Stern came in there and, like, had a – you know, like, just a meeting with the employees and answered questions. And he was talking about the overseas league and supporting it back then, which would have been 2007. So this idea has been around for a long time.
My cash 'em or trash 'em, we need a unified body in college sports to get a calendar right. Scottie Pippen's son, did you see this? He entered the transfer portal when it opened on Monday, yesterday, and he plays for Michigan, who's in the Sweet 16. And, like, I think they do this because of, like, the academic calendar and, like, they have to get enrolled in all of this. We need a unified body to take over college sports and get a real offseason. Like, you can't be starting the offseason with 2 weeks left in the actual regular – it was postseason – but with 2 weeks left in the season, you can't be having players enter the transfer portal. Wasn't it Texas that had their backup quarterback enter the transfer portal before the college football playoffs? Like, what are we doing here? Let's have if we're gonna have free transfer, fine. NIL, cool. Play the players, fine. I don't care about any of that stuff. But let's get a legit, real offseason. That way that teams can actually focus all of their attention on the postseason and the games in hand. We need a governing body. We need a commissioner, and it's time to change it.
Now, my only reservation in what you just said is we had the governing body and everybody hated them. Like, I mean, we still technically do have the governing body. Obviously, they've been neutered to a large degree with the conferences and teams taking back the power. But I'm going to go ahead and 100% cash this. Like, I understood it in college football, big the timing, like you mentioned, with guys entering the transfer portal while the college football playoffs were going on. I understood it because of what you mentioned, the academic calendar. Like, this was mid-December. You know, guys would be starting classes that transfer, you know, in January, like into January. So, like, it kind of made sense that they would have to do that then. But we're talking March. I mean, the school year wouldn't end till what? Like, first week in May? Second week in May? I don't see why they can't wait an extra 2 weeks before they start the transfer portal for college basketball. But either way, I'm with you. Like, just make it June 1st or whatever it happens to be, or maybe you change it depending on sport, because obviously June 1st would be different for – wouldn't work for baseball. But, yeah, I absolutely agree. There needs – we can't have transfer portal before the season's over.
No, it's ridiculous. And the govern, like you mentioned, the NCAA is the governing body. Like, yeah, they were technically, but they also had no control over the college football playoff or bowl games.
Yeah, they've been neutered.
They've been sued left and right, and have lost all of these lawsuits. They've been a legal punching bag to all of these lawsuits that have been filed against them. They need somebody to come in, commissioner, entity, unified body, the players probably need to get into a union, and then you need to collectively bargain. You need to have a college athlete whatever, and then you need the college athlete union, and then they need to collectively bargain, like, what's going to happen, just like MLB and the Players Association do. Every professional sport. This is what our offseason is going to look like. This is what the money's going to look like. Put some rules in place. Make the calendar right. Get it all figured out. Because right now it's just kind of sloppy. And like, okay, like that's fine. But let's clean it up a little bit. Let's make it as good a sport as it could possibly be across the board for all, you know, the three majors. So yeah, give me all of that. What are you cashing or trashing? 713-780-3776. A texter says the Cam breaks Yordan's rookie home run record with 28 homers. Yordan has the rookie record of 27.
Trash.
I'm going to trash that.
You don't think he gets up to 28?
I don't. I think I know I'm talking about a number that's too off, so it feels ridiculous to split hairs, but I think 25 is possible. And maybe, I mean, honestly, with the power he has, more is possible. I'm just, you know, five at-bats above the single-A level. I'm going to say no on that. I don't think he breaks the rookie record.
Yeah, I don't think he gets to 27.
It feels a tad high. Like, this is supposed to be a hot take, so it's supposed to be out there. But if you told me he passes what Pena did, which was 22, maybe he hits 23.
So he'd get top three?
Yeah, I think, I don't know who's between.
Yiner, 23.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yiner was how many?
23.
I could see him getting to 24. Again, we're splitting hairs. It's three home runs, but getting to 28 feels a little lofty.
Yeah, I feel like his ceiling's 25.
Yeah, it's kind of where I'm leaning.
The Yordan hit 27 in 87 games.
That's crazy.
313 at bats.
That's crazy.
87 games, 27 homers.
Yeah, I was a little surprised when I was looking up the Springer stats earlier, because he only played like 70 games his rookie year, and he hit 20 home runs. And obviously not the record, but still 20 home runs in 70 games is pretty impressive.
That is. It's pretty high. That's way up there. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. What does neuter mean? Ask a texter.
Neuter? Did I miss? Okay. Ouch. I know. I mispronounce things at times.
Trash March Madness. With NIL, there will no longer be small to mid-major schools making deep runs in the tournament.
Man, this takes become really popular.
Yeah, I think people overrate their desire for upsets. I think they like to watch the TikTok video of an upset, or a Twitter video, or whatever social media video of an upset. I don't think people actually want to see Liberty and Duke. I think people much rather see Auburn and Duke.
You know, I completely agree. This is, I think we talked about this yesterday, but I think this bracket played out perfectly. Like, I mean, we want to see the Florida Gulf Coast, you know, Dunk City. Everything's great. But once we get to the Sweet 16, I want to see the best matchups. Give me the first round upset. That's fine. That's fun. Give me the McNeese State. Give me the Drake upsets. Those are fun. But I don't really necessarily want, you know, VCU or George Mason in the Final Four when they have to go up against, you know, the most blue blood of the blue blood schools. I want the best matchups. So I think this trend, if it is true, and I kind of lean towards it is, if, you know, time will tell, I don't think it's a bad thing for college basketball.
Yeah, I saw ratings.
At least
were
from
like
a TV product.
Yeah, I think ratings will go up.
Yeah, TV
whenever
product
you have,
is not a bad thing.
When you have like the top 16 brands, I think it's going to lead to better ratings than top 12 brands and four Cinderellas. And also, I saw the TV ratings numbers in the first and second round. They're like through the roof. It's like the highest viewership since like 2013 or whatever. So like people are like, oh, you know, this is terrible for it. Well, the audience is there. The people are watching. So
yeah, all I've heard, you know, since this first round or first and second round concluded was, oh, what a terrible opening weekend of college basketball. No blowouts, no buzzer beaters, except for the one where he traveled. But yet ratings tell you the difference already. We want to see the best versus the best. I mean, what's human nature when you see George Mason is in the Final Four? Like, well, maybe I'll check in on that game at halftime. You know what I mean? Like, the hardcore won't. But I think for the casual fan, seeing the blue blood versus blue blood is going to attract them more to their TVs.
Junior Broncos, cash or trash. BMAC is the guy that runs trivia at some craft beer place.
Trash.
I could see you doing that.
No, trash. No. Run it? No. I would consider going if it was a niche topic that I was into, but host it? No way in hell.
You never done trivia night?
No.
I've done trivia nights. I'm not good at it, but I've played.
There's been a couple of times where I saw like a flyer and it was some like niche TV show. I was like, okay, maybe I'd go to that, but then I didn't.
I have a couple buddies who are good at it. Brandon's way better than Guy.
So
trivia.
You've been a couple times? Was it
like a few times?
Like what were the themes? Do you remember?
No, it's just like general.
Oh, general? Yeah. No,
yeah,
I would I would only go if it was like something specific that I was really into.
Geeks Who Drink does a good job.
I've heard that.
That's the one that I've been to the most. I've probably done it maybe half a dozen times, up to a dozen times, somewhere 6 to 12 times.
No, I'm pretty boring.
No, I like it. It's fun.
You know, I get it. I just, yeah, going out is I don't do that a whole lot.
Now, I would never host it.
Hell no. You couldn't pay. Well, you could pay me, I guess.
They literally do pay the people that
do
it, though.
Yeah, I know. I said that out loud before thinking. I don't know what it would take, but I certainly wouldn't do it for free.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. I ticked off Lance for something that I didn't even do. Lance went scorched earth on Branham today. He wasn't too happy with my innie. The best of Lance ridiculing me. He double-rotted me, Brian. He double-rotted me.
I saw. I mean, I don't even think he double-rotted me.
Double-rotted
me. He straight out flipped you the birds.
What's the difference?
Well, the double rod is more. I'll do it to the camera. It's more to the side like this. He straight up flipped him up. Like
yeah,
he went
him mad.
Up like this. Yeah,
I triggered him, and I don't even know what I did. We'll listen to it next. It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
This Friday, our show and the Paul Gallant Show will be broadcast live from the Wild West Brewfest happening in Typhoon, Texas. So make sure you're there for that. One final cash or trash before we get into Lance yelling at me like an old man. Chicken thighs are the best part of the chicken. Cash or trash?
Oh, 100% easy.
Yeah.
Cash
it. I love the wing, but the thigh has more flavor. You have to doctor up the wing more.
Yeah, so give me a good chicken thigh over any other part of the chicken any day.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Lance Zierlein getting mad at me for no good reason. I got tipped off by Uncle Barney. Uncle Barney texted me at 7:30. He's like, actually, I'll just read to you verbatim what he said. Uncle Barney, you're getting bashed by Lance because you don't trust Altuve's assessment of Cam, which isn't true. That's not true. Here's what happened earlier today. Lance Zierlein, John Granato, the bench. Some of the Twitchers are worried about me that I'm going to get got like the wheelhouse. Granato, I think, was kind of on my side here. Here was Lance first and foremost calling me a hater.
Jeremy Branham pointed out, you know, Jose Altuve said, this kid is going to be a star. He's awesome. He's going to be a superstar in this league. And Jeremy Branham, yeah, you said the same thing about Jeremy Pena.
Well, Jeremy Pena's career is still early. Why is Jeremy Branham being such a hater?
See, call me a hater. Jeremy Pena is 27 years old, by the way. He's going into his age 27 year. I don't know what early
I
is.
I think people go, oh, he's only been in the league 3 years, but they forget how late he was getting to the major leagues.
Yeah,
not late, but, you know, later than a top prospect would.
Which I think actually benefits the Astros.
Because
if you have him for 6 years, okay, well, you get him for the age 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29 years. Like, those would be, like, maybe the 6 years that I would pick if I got to pick 6 years of a guy.
You pretty much get through the end of his prime, whatever that looks like, before you lose team control.
Yeah, so Granato saying my name with disgust, Lance calling me a hater, because yesterday I tweeted out, Houston Chronicle, they had a Jose Altuve quote on top prospect Cam Smith. This kid, Cam Smith, bro, he's legit, he's the real deal, so he's going to be the next Astros superstar. Okay? Like, I understand that Jose Altuve's gassing up his teammate. I get it. Like, I'm not brand new. I know how this works. But I also know that he did it with Jeremy Pena. Like, he also said it about Pena. So the whole point that I'm making here is that Jose Altuve's a little loose-lipped. He also said, by the way, that Alex Bregman was going to be with the Astros during the offseason. So I'm just pointing out that Jose Altuve's a little loose-lipped, kind of like his GM Dana Brown. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that Cam Smith is not going to be a good player, because I don't think that. I think Cam Smith is going to be a good player. All I'm pointing out is that Jose Altuve likes to run his mouth a little bit, gassing up his teammates, which is fine. I'm not telling Altuve that he shouldn't do that. The point is that maybe we shouldn't take Altuve's quotes that seriously. Like, if we think Cam Smith's going to be good, well, he was drafted in the first round. Baseball people love him. The general manager loves him. The manager loves him. Maybe Jose Altuve's lost a little bit of his value because he's watered it down by saying this so much. Jose Altuve's the second baseman turned left fielder that's crying wolf here. That's all that I'm pointing out. It's just an observation. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not saying Cam Smith's going to be bad. I'm just saying Jose Altuve talks a lot when it comes to gassing up his teammates, and we should consider that whenever we're discussing this sort of thing, or maybe whenever you put Jose Altuve's name in a quote on top of that. But anyways, Lance called me a hater. It continues as he goes off on me earlier this morning.
Well, if Jeremy Branham says so, I guess Cam Smith is ass. So, boom, there we go. Jeremy Branham's right. Jose Altuve said it, and we can't trust Altuve. He's a cheater. Cam Smith, ass. I won't trust anything that he's doing this summer. I mean, this spring. What kind of statement even is that? Well, what are we going to trust Jose Altuve? No, how about every minor league ranking that's ever existed on Cam Smith? How about people who have watched him throughout the time? But no, let's just say that because Jose Altuve said the same thing about Jeremy Pena. That's stupid as crap. That's dumb, Jeremy.
Wow.
Dumb.
Wow.
Stop being dumb.
Dell.
I mean, seriously, we're talking about one of the more heralded minor leaguers. Cam Smith, one of the more heralded minor leaguers. And we're going to make a comment that, well, how do we know he's any good? Jose Altuve said the same thing about Jeremy Pena. No, you're right. I'm just going to believe he smells like bacon strips every single time he comes in the locker room. This is all luck, Jeremy.
I don't know what context other than we're not trusting. I don't know what's going on in there. It seems like an overreaction to something you said, Jeremy said, which he probably said. I don't know how serious he said it.
It was actually pretty serious.
Okay. And Lance turned off his mic and cursed. Okay. Yeah. If people could read lips. You saw what he said.
He gave him double rods.
And he's cursing
him now.
Not in
a good way.
No.
Not in the way, that we do it.
I mean, literally, we got a new top prospect and we're already dropping turd bombs on
him.
Well done. That away, Houston.
I don't know what's. I feel all of this is overblown. The entire thing from
both ways.
Both ways, yeah. I don't know how. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Well, I don't trust him. I can tell you this: Jose Altuve is no good. His word's no good with me. His money is no good here.
I bet you Lance Erline in 1998 was saying that we could never disagree with Jeff Bagwell, by the way. Yeah, because these Hall of Fame baseball players are always so right when it comes to their player evaluation. See Jeff Bagwell. I don't know what he has against bacon strips, by the way. Like, how is that a negative?
I think he was just rambling at that. Rambling's too the connotation there is not fitting, but I think he was – I think his anger was speaking. He wasn't, you know how you get when you get angry. You just start saying things, trying to think of something that sounds good, and then now you realize you've said something that makes no sense. So
yeah,
I didn't take that part seriously.
Lance got it in his head, and I don't know why, that I was talking poorly about Cam Smith. I have never done that.
Yeah.
That is something that has never been said by me. That is something that has never come out of my mouth. I have never once in my life talked poorly about Cam Smith. Now, I'm sure it's coming. If he starts 1-for-34, I'll probably have an opinion or two. But I've said nothing but glowing and positive things about Cam Smith. If you want to go pull back my take from whenever they traded Kyle Tucker, I was a proponent of that trade the moment that they made it. So Lance has taken some liberties with my opinion, and quite frankly, he's creating my opinion that I never said. I never dropped a quote-unquote turd bomb on Cam Smith. That has not happened. I have not done that. He also says, what kind of statement is that? a statement that you came up with from thin air.
Yeah, there was
I never said that. I never said. The origin of this entire conversation was me quote tweeting a Jose Altuve quote and said that Jose Altuve also said Jeremy Pena was going to be a superstar. That is it. It was an observation. It was a factual observation, by the way. It was not an opinion. It was not a take. I didn't say Jose Altuve was going to be wrong. I was pointing out that Jose Altuve likes to gas up his teammates from time to time. That's it.
I'll tell you exactly how I took it. Now, I think part of that is I have the benefit of having known you a little bit longer, obviously worked with you more than Lance. And I think everyone's a victim of this, especially when it comes to the internet. Like, people try to read tone and opinion into texts that they miss out on if they heard the person say it to their face. You know what I mean? Like, they assume people are angry because they typed it a certain way when they're not meaning that at all. And this happens all the time. People get confused. But the way I read your tweet was just that, hey, take this with a grain of salt. You know, like, I mean, this is, like you said, I mean, coaches, GMs, owners, athletes, they gas up their teammates, and that's what this is. It's not that you're saying Cam Smith can't live up to that.
Right.
It's just that you're saying Altuve saying that should be taken with a grain of salt because it's a teammate, and he's done this before with players who didn't turn out to be teammates.
If Cam Smith turns out to be good, and I think that he's going to be good, I don't think he's going to be bacon strips. I think that Cam Smith's going to turn out to be good. I'm not dropping a turd bomb on Cam Smith. I think he is going to be good. But he's not going to be good because Jose Altuve said so.
Right.
Like that's the point that I'm making. It is the second baseman left fielder that has cried wolf, and maybe we shouldn't listen to everything Jose Altuve says. Not that he's going to be wrong. I'm on Altuve's side on this. I think he's going to be right about Cam Smith. Now, he was wrong about Alex Bregman. He was wrong about Jeremy Pena because Jeremy Pena is not a superstar. Just pointing that out there. That's just pointing it out. And Lance took it completely out of context and created an opinion of mine that I've literally never said.
Yeah, Lance, and maybe this is a victim of it being like 7 a.m., you know.
he was grumpy.
Well, there's two things. Grumpy. Well, there's actually more than two things. But it's early in the morning, so maybe he's a little grumpy. Maybe he hasn't had, you know, any breakfast or something. John's relaying the quote to him, so that's adding context in that wasn't there already. And I don't think Lance knows your personality well enough to know. Because your delivery is usually very dry, and I think you have to know when you're being sarcastic, and you add to that it's coming through text. Like, all these factors adding on to it, and he just read so much context and opinion into something that wasn't there.
Oh, he created stuff. And this wasn't even like a troll. I'll farm in some engagement. Don't get me wrong. I will troll.
Just throw this crap out there to get clicks.
I'm happy to do it, and I'm unapologetic about it. This one actually wasn't even a troll. Like, this one wasn't even sarcasm. This was just like, oh, yeah, Jose Altuve's done this before. Like, that's how cavalier it was. That's how, like, nonchalant this was. And yes, if you like factor in my personality, you wouldn't think that. But whenever I tweeted that out, it was literally like, hey, y'all remember the time that he said this about Pena? Like, that's it. Like, I actually wasn't trolling this time, but I guess it just comes to me naturally. I guess it just happens. I guess when you're good at something, you kind of subconsciously just do it.
Right?
And that's what happened. I mean, it's got 101,000 views. I didn't even mean to.
Tweet or Lance's response?
No, my tweet. My quote tweet that quote tweeted Altuve's quote where I said, this is literally what I said, Brian. I said Altuve also said Jeremy Pena was going to be a superstar, period. That is all I tweeted. And that has 101 views.
So
101,000. 101,000 views. I roll out of bed after the bench begins and get 101,000 views.
So what I'm hearing is you should thank Lance for getting engagement for you.
I don't know if he helped it, because it already was like popping off.
It was already popping off. They went on the air?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was popping off yesterday. I was getting Brian McTaggart got into my comments about it.
Really?
Brian McTaggart yesterday before noon. Yes, any player is going to gush about a teammate. Yeah, I'm not suggesting. Yes, I'm pointing out how many times he's done it. Which I responded. I was like, I love Brian. Go Cougs. I said, of course. I'm not knocking him. I'm saying that line from Altuve has lost some luster. I hope he's right. He'll probably be right, but he's kind of watered it down. And whenever you say it over and over and over again, and sometimes you're not right, you are watering down the compliment. If I went to everybody at the station, Brian, and I was like, you're good at radio, you're good at radio, you're good at radio, you're good at radio, and half the people that I'm saying you're good at radio are lousy, I would lose value and weight in that opinion. And that's really all I'm saying. I'm not saying that Smith's going to be bad. I'm just pointing out that Altuve likes to use this line. That's it. In a conversation.
We all know someone in our life who just says, oh, this is like everything they describe, like, whether it be a TV show or a restaurant they went to, whatever it is, everything's great. And it's like, okay. When I ask this person for opinion, like, I can't really take it that seriously because they're not willing to be critical. And not saying that's what you are here, but it feels like, especially when you throw McTaggart into it, like, no one could read into sarcasm.
It's not even sarcasm, though. You keep using that word. It's not sarcasm. It was an observation. Altuve has said Pena was going to be a superstar. Finn. That's it. Like, it wasn't this like stroke of trolling brilliance. This wasn't this huge, deep, sarcastic viewpoint. No, it was a very minor, minor observation. But I think knowing my personality, people can read it that way. I'll concede that.
You can see how people would read sarcasm into that, though.
Yeah, I can concede that, but that was not my intent, and it certainly was not my intent to drop a turd bomb on Cam Smith.
Well, thank you for that.
713-780-ESPN. Team Branham, Team Zerline. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Twitchers, Junior Broncos, LZ, radio slapped the bad word out of J-Bone. That's because Junior Broncos owes me a bottle. He's a little bitter about it. Alex calls me an influencer. Alex knows ball. Says that my opinion reigns supreme. Again, he knows ball. Surprised we didn't hear any acid reflux from LZ, says B. Hannon. Oh, that's mean. Branham likes violence. I do like violence. Yeah, I know what bacon strip means now. I looked it up during the break. Wish I didn't. Astros Twitter coming after Branham. Are they? I didn't notice that. I didn't notice any more than usual. King of Twitch says going to miss J-Bone. yeah, I don't think that Lance gets people fired.
No, I think he gets distracted too easily to stick with getting someone fired.
Now, Granato could get me got.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Now, he didn't. Granato actually, I think, was on my side here. He was standing up for my, like, maybe he wasn't on my side.
He was but against he knew, the overreaction.
He knew what I was saying.
Yeah.
He knew I wasn't turd bombing Cam Smith. He knew that it was more I was calling Altuve loose-lipped. He knew what I was saying.
I don't know if he knew what you were saying, because at one point, Dell got it the most that this was being overreacted to, and like how serious, like, because Dell makes the comment, like, I don't know how serious his comment was, and John actually says, no, I think it was serious.
Yeah, but before that, he was like this, he was going at Altuve, not Smith.
Yeah.
He got what I was trying to say.
I thought his pushback more was just how far Lance was going in his reaction, but you could be right. Because his reaction was...
He thought that I thought Cam Smith was bacon strips and turd bombs. Like, oh, I don't... That's not my opinion of Cam Smith. I feel like you are taking... You're not taking anything out of context, because you're literally creating something.
Yeah, you're creating context.
That has never been said here, Lance. But Granato, like, they could sense that Lance was, like, a little triggered by me for something I didn't even say. John asked Lance why he was so tilted this morning.
No, I was actually happy when I came in until I heard that Cam Smith sucked. That's really unfortunate that we lost our best prospect.
Oh, man, I've never said anything close to that. It's crazy to me how far Lance went without knowing anything about it, which was funny. I had good fun of it. But asking you, 713-780-3776, Team Branham, Team Lance here, where do you stand? I don't need your opinion, Brian, because I know where you stand. Texter, I'm Team Lance. Dell and John laughing as Lance sees and throws up double rods is pure comedy.
Troll farm.
That it was very good radio. I will admit that. Texter, can't stand the morning guys. Can't ever disagree with them. They're right. You're wrong. Holier than thou energy. That's too far. I like John and Lance a lot. Texter, don't say anything bad about the Hall of Famers. They'll wheelhouse you, Branham. I am with you. You get me here, Texter. I don't think Lance can get anybody fired. I think Granato absolutely would off somebody. I feel like I'm safe going at Lance, but time will tell. Time will tell. We'll see if I'm around the rest of the week. Texter, oh my goodness, can't believe you hate Altuve, Camp, Simone Biles, J.J. Watt, Dell, Bun B, Tacos. Oh my goodness. Yeah, you would think listening to Lance this morning that I demeaned everything Texas, that I turd-bombed everything that's related to the city of Houston.
I now assume that you've peed on the San Jacinto Monument. I just
might have.
That.
According to Lance, I have. According to Lance, I have done that.
You have forgotten the Alamo. I am assuming that.
According to Lance, I think the Rockets wouldn't have won back-to-back titles if Jordan didn't retire.
That's what we need to text. We need people to text according... in all the things, that, all the anti-Texas opinions.
Yeah.
How much
do I hate Houston? 713-780-3776. According to Lance, I think the 2017 World Series is tainted and should have an asterisk next to it.
I now believe that you, Jeremy, love the phrase "Houston, we have a problem."
Right. Yeah, it's in my Twitter bio.
Yeah, you started
actually.
It, I think.
Yeah, Houston, we have a problem. Maybe we should put it in the imaging for the radio show. That's how much I hate Houston, according to Lance Erline. Texter, counting views is a bit douchey. You get me. You understand. That's my sarcasm. Maybe someday you'll learn it. Lance still has a ways to go. Texter, Ranger fan, Branham. That's insulting.
That might be too far.
You took it too far there, Texter. So who's bad at radio, Branham? I'm not going to say because I want my word to mean something, unlike Jose Altuve's word. I don't want to be loose-lipped like Jose Altuve and Dana Brown. Texter, nah, you deserve it, Branham. I'm Team Lance. Just retweet Lance's beef jerky brisket. Oh, I don't know if I want to take the war there. I don't know if I want to mic drop it just yet. We're getting some content out of this. I don't know if I want to end the conversation.
Nobody's burned each other harder than that brisket burned, so I think we're okay.
Sorry, Branham, I'm Team Lance. I don't need the bench to get me deported out of Houston like they did the Wheelhouse, minus Stutes. It's a good point. Touche. I understand. Team Lance, you've been trying to dog this move in advance of it happening for a week. That's not true. Like, go listen. I said that I would be good with either side of this move, and I celebrated it today. Like, you couldn't be further
troll
from the truth.
The
Texter's troll farming me. I was on board with Cam Smith being a big leaguer 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Would I have done it? I would not have done it. I will admit that. Am I excited for it? 100%. We're talking about nicknames in right field because we like this move so much. It's fun. It's exciting. Don't make stuff up like Lance. Texter, funniest part of the Lance versus Branham team is when you went to break, Lance was speaking. Kiss and make up, both are great. I didn't catch that part. Did you catch that? He's speaking?
No, I don't know what he's referring to.
I'm not sure either. Branham, the new A.J. Hoffman and hater of all things Houston, LOL. Yeah, I hate Houston. There we go. All the things I hate about Houston. I was happy the Bills made that comeback against the Oilers.
You were glad when they shut the space shuttle program down.
Yeah.
Celebrated it.
That's right. I was happy when Rudy T got punched in the face by Kermit Washington. That's how much I hate the city of Houston. Lance
was glad when the Oilers left.
I'm Team Bud Adams. Hashtag Amy Adams stunk.
Hashtag Bud Adams was right.
I was happy whenever the Rockets didn't win the lottery. Lance was in a bad mood my whole drive to work. I took that energy with me to my job. I'm sorry, Texter.
That's rough, man.
Hopefully we've put you in a better mood. That way you can get home and be in a positive mood because we're always team positive. Texter, Team Branham. But he spelled my name Branum. So I don't know if that's...
Put a U in there?
Yeah, I don't know if that's Team Branham. But I'll take it. Team Branham because Lance is a pinhead. You think...
how old is that person that said pinhead?
Texter, you should have explained more in the original tweet. What?
All I said was Altuve said Jeremy Pena was going to be a superstar. Everything else was literally translated by whoever read that tweet.
Yeah, that's people reading tone into text. That's 100%. Well, not 100%. That feels like that's three quarters of the Twitter arguments that you see is people just taking and putting their own thoughts and opinions and tone into a text that they're just reading, you know, blank text with no opinion, no, you know, whatever, and they're putting their own thoughts into it, which is what Lance did.
They're creating a narrative is what they're doing. My bad, though. It was poor communication on my part. Team Lance, because it's hilarious when Lance loses his mind. I
agree. That part's true.
I actually like that he did it, I'll be honest. Texter says Branham. Texter, Branham hates Houston so much he wants Altuve to be the next Venezuelan. Oh, I'm not finishing that text. I should have read that. You painted over the Be Someone sign.
Why?
Of course I did. That sign's overrated. Texter, Branham turd bombed the Alamo basement. Not Houston, but I see what you're doing there. Branham thinks Hurricane Harvey was a good thing. Come on. We're not reading
read that
sort of stuff on the air. We're not reading that.
Branham hates Houston so much that he's happy Cobos is closing down.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I heard.
We're not going to mess with business. We're not going to put our hands in people's wallet for the sake of a laugh. Come on, Brian, be professional. Texter, according to Lance, the Cougs have zero chance to win the NCAA title. Delete your account, Texter.
Our beloved Cougs!
You'll be pronouncing IOM words like that Wheelhouse blank used to soon enough. You're probably right. Brandon T, Team Branham. Branham hates Houston so much he wants to fire the voice of Cougar basketball. That's a good one. Branham becomes a Titans fan as soon as they go to Tennessee. I love Steve McNair, Eddie George, Frank Wychuk. Branham was glad the comments... Frank Wychuk. He blew us off one night.
Okay. That's why you mispronounced it.
He was supposed to come on the show, and he didn't come on the show.
Okay,
and then,
mispronounced away then.
And then he died a couple weeks later, though.
Oh, wow. That put a damper on it.
Yeah. And they say don't mess with the bench. Maybe you don't mess with the killer bees. Branham was glad the comments folded. Branham hates Beyonce. Branham has an SFA shirt underneath his pullover. Houston plays SFA tonight in baseball. Brian, I'm 24. Don't have to use old references. Laughing emoji. The real question is what team is Gilbert on? I'll bring him some steak and corn on the cob. Branham hates Houston so much he donates to Joel Osteen. Have you ever taken criticism with any grace? Where's the criticism? He made up something I didn't say. You were absolutely not praising this move in advance. Just yesterday, you guys were juggling who you're going to dog. Dana is spotted when this move doesn't work out. I don't think that's entirely accurate. We said that the Astros are either going to be very smart or very dumb, and it depends on three moves. Cam Smith production, if he's called up, Jose Altuve in left field, and the Kyle Tucker trade.
Right.
So you're Lansing right now, Texters. Don't ever go full Lance and make stuff up.
We talked about the scenarios. We didn't say that this move would – it's
going full Lance. Branham loves that the roof is never open. He's excited that Dakin bought right so they're over open and just use their AC. I actually do believe that. Like all joking aside, I am pro-roof. I am pro-AC. I like indoors more than outdoors. When it comes to my baseball stadiums. Branham invested all his retirement money on In-N-Out Burger franchise. That's another sincere take. I do think In-N-Out's burgers are better than Whataburger's burgers. That's actually true.
Go home, Yankee.
Branham thinks KC barbecue is best. That one's not true. Branham loves Lorenzo Charles. Come on, man. What is wrong with you? Team Lance, admit when you're wrong, bro. Altuve is allowed to have a say, positive attitude towards team. I never said he couldn't say that. I never said he couldn't say that. You're acting like Pena's a scrub. No, I'm not. I'm acting like Pena's not a superstar. The baseline is not scrub. The baseline is superstar. Superstar is the word, not scrub. I'm not acting like Pena's a scrub. I actually advocate for Pena. I like Pena more than most people do. But I'm also not aloof and think Pena's a superstar. He says that Pena's a very good player. Okay, do you think Pena's a superstar? Because that's the baseline. That is the description. Not very good, not scrub. You, sir, are changing the narrative. You're gatekeeping. Branham wants Singleton back. You boo Mattress Mac when he's shown on the Jumbotron. We need Lance to call in. He doesn't listen to the show, clearly. If he listened to the show, he wouldn't have said what he said this morning. And then somebody said breaking Russell Wilson to the Giants. Is that true? Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, the same quarterback room?
I don't see it on the crawl for ESPN. Let's see if I find it on Twitter here.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day. 713-780-3776.
It is true. Russell Wilson, 1 year, $10.5 million, chance to earn 21.
How much do I hate Houston? 713-780-3776. And our car wreck of the day, 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Give me bone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Before we get to the car wreck of the day, I'm going to give away our loyal listeners a chance to win some tickets. The Wild West Brew Fest happening this weekend. There'll be over 80 breweries represented, more than 500 beers, live music, VIP experiences. Giving away a pair of general admission tickets for Saturday right now to caller number 3-713-780-3776. Caller number 3, you're headed to the Wild West Brew Fest. Get to the caller or the car wreck of the day in a moment. A few more. Branham hates Houston. Branham still owns Enron stock. I heard it's coming back, Enron. Branham hates Houston so much he thinks Bregman Salsa was the best in town. If you know me, you know my real opinion on that. Branham loves the Cowboys. You want Deshaun Watson back? What's wrong with Deshaun? Whataburger take is a deportable offense.
Agreed.
No, it's not. Culver's is the best, though. Did y'all watch the video of Lance's rant? A lot of double rods. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Jeremy Branham. I posted a video of Lance double-rodding me and then turning off his microphone.
With the microphone off.
Yeah, he cursed at me. Cursed at me. Acting like a petulant child. Making up opinions I never said. Texter, you prefer KFC over Frenchies? Oh, boy. That's insulting.
That is insulting.
Branham hates Houston so much he's bringing back Jake Asman. Dang. Jake catching strays. Jeremy hates Houston so much that whenever he gets his new pet cat, he's going to name it Harvey after the hurricane. We're not reading Harvey Hurricane text. 713-780-3776. We're not doing that. I'm not saying Branham hates Houston, but I do hear a wild rumor that he was dancing for rain during Harvey. Why are you guys talking about Harvey? You guys are awful people.
A lot
people.
Of Harvey jokes in this.
Awful people. Branham hates Booker T. That part's actually true.
Oh, come
Stevie
on.
Ray was better. Stevie Ray was the real Heat in Harlem Heat. Stevie Ray put the Heat in Harlem Heat. Booker T would have been a one-time champion if it weren't for Stevie Ray.
That is your worst take you've ever given.
What was his wife's queen what?
Queen Charmel.
She deserves all the credit. Dirty tactics, all of that. All right, let's get to the car wreck of the day.
Queen Charmel dirty?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were heels.
Right. Maybe Booker T's going to drop a video on you
next. Weren't
they
heels? They were heels.
I know. I'm playing into it.
Oh, okay. All right, what's your car wreck of the day?
This breaking news hit, I think, within the last hour, but Stanford has fired their football coach, Troy Taylor, after just 2 years. Apparently, the allegations are too long to read here, but the headline is bullied and belittled female athletic staffers and tried to have an NCAA compliance official removed after being warned of violations. And Andrew Luck, their general manager, has given him the axe. So,
really?
Yeah.
I knew he got fired. I didn't hear why.
Yeah, Troy Taylor, definitely car wreck of the day worthy.
Yikes. Yeah, it was a weird timing. When I saw that news this earlier today, I was like, why are they doing this now? But that explains it. I'm gonna nominate this UConn SID, Bobby Mullen, threatened to ruin a reporter's life over this Dan Hurley video that went viral, where he was yelling, you know, I hope the refs don't like they us Baylor, blah 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 blah. But Mullen apparently told this reporter that if he didn't delete this, he was gonna ruin his life. Whenever I was doing UConn women's basketball like 15 years ago, or I was doing Houston women's basketball playing UConn, I got threatened to be kicked out of the arena if I didn't move. And I was sitting in my exact spot that they told me to sit.
So this
but
is
he was
UConn
trying to
thing.
He was trying to put his buddy like in a favorable spot, and he told me as we were going on the air, if I didn't move, he was kicking me out of the arena. This is a culture thing in Connecticut.
Seems like it.
Culture thing in Connecticut. It's how people up north in the Northeast treat people. You got nominated for saying In-N-Out was a Yankee thing. It's a Cali thing.
I was just telling you. I know that. I'm just – it's the Cali go home doesn't hit as hard as Yankee go home.
Branham wanted to play Kelvin Cato. You prefer Krispy Kreme over Shipley's. Even George Foreman hated Branham. All right, what's winning? I'm going to go UConn, dude.
Yeah, UConn's fine with me. I mean, especially since he tried to ruin his life without knowing the guys from Charlotte. How would he do that?
Yeah, that's funny. All right, you win, UConn, dude. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work of producing and filling in for the big shoes of Joel Blank. I'm Brian, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis, right now on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Goodbye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.